This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Builder's Supply Outlet. Access. And attorney Stephen A. Leahy from OPM Tax Resolution. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. This is David Hochberg. We start every show. We got a packed show, packed show with Elwood Bunny. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. Welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're here until 1 o'clock. Sorry about last week. We got preempted due to Northwestern football. We will be preempted next week and the week after, Joe. So programming
notice. Did you even get on the air last week?
I got on the air after the five-hour football game. So I want to thank you.
So what time was it?
4 o'clock.
Holy
smokes. So I want to thank you for Northwestern for getting a number of first downs, which stopped the clock, and turning into a passing team.
Was anybody listening when you finally got on the air?
Yes, there were a lot of people listening. There were six of them. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. Text and phone lines and the photo lines are open. Same number, 312-981-7200, sponsored by the fine people at PermaSeal. We will go left to right. Josh from BMO Harris, how are you?
Terrific. How about yourself?
I am better. You know why I am better?
Why you're better?
Because my HELOC closed with BMO last week.
I heard.
So I am funded. My HELOC is now funded. So I have a product that I've been talking about in nauseam for all of our listeners, and we send you and your team. I think I'm running ads for BMO Harris because everybody's calling us. I need to take out 10, 20, 30,000. What's your rate? 2.5, 3. I'm like, all right, there you go. Go to Josh. So you've got a BMO HELOC special you want to talk about later, as well as your private banking. And I've got a special treat for you. So don't go anywhere. I know your wife Sharon is over there wanting to leave already, but we got another 3 hours.
I think she left.
There's a little shopping around here.
I think she checked out when she got here.
They had butterfly shoes.
Across the elevator threshold, she was out of here. So if our listeners want to reach out to you to get more information, what's the best number?
312-835-1289.
All right, next to you, everybody could go to Home Sweet Home Chicago on Facebook. Watch us live there as well. I know, Joe, they don't like us telling people to go to Facebook, but
they're not supposed to.
I know, but I like breaking rules. Igor Mrock, pricing stabilizing, like we were talking prior to the show, commodity prices, wood. I think last year at this time, you couldn't get wood, or you could get wood.
Yeah.
But it was three. That came out. Keep it clean. Stop laughing, you 13-year-old boys. But it was costing.
That's funny. He's got all those same people in his head. Right? Nobody here said a word.
I know what you're thinking. And then I'm looking around, and you guys are all got that, like prepubescent smile.
Actually,
on.
I wasn't even listening.
I know. Josh. I was looking at Josh. He's like, we just said wood. But it was up like 4%. He's still laughing. 4 or 5%.
What is good, David?
What is good? What is great? So you're seeing a leveling off?
We are. We're seeing a leveling off of prices. We're seeing a kind of a stability re-enter the market in terms of even lead times. I mean, lead times are starting to stabilize. We're not waiting 6 months to get our truckloads of lumber. We can get it in a more reasonable time now. So
that's good.
It's all good, yeah.
Things are starting to get back to normal.
Yeah.
Okay. And hopefully with that, the stabilization pricing, the reintroduction and the patching up of all the supply chains, we could see prices drop and make it a little more affordable, which would help inflation so we could get these mortgage interest rates back down as well. If our listeners wonder, what are you talking about later on in the show?
So we're actually going to be discussing a topic that we literally get calls multiple times a day on, and that is my floor is lifeless, my floor is hazy, my floor is only a few years old, why is it looking this way? And it generally comes down to maintenance, and we'll be talking a lot about that.
You have strengthened my relationship with both John Williams and Lisa Dent. I didn't think they could get any more strengthened than they already are due to the fact that your wood floor cleaning product, both of them love it and speak highly of it.
Yeah.
And so nice job there. Both of them, as you know, John bought a new home, did some renovations. Lisa built the home.
Sure.
And nice job there. For listeners who want to reach out to you or buy your floor cleaning product or cabinet cleaning or any other cleaning product, where do they go?
Yeah, for all of your flooring needs, including our fantastic line of cleaning products, please visit us online at MrFloor.com or give us a call directly at 847-674-7500.
312-981-7200 is the MegaPros Joe call, text, and photo line. Justin Bartley next door on window. You and I talked prior to the show about how this new law act that became law is going to impact our listeners and if they could get tax credits for buying doors and windows. And you're going to dive deeper into that. You got bombed this week, I'm sure.
Well, the Inflation Reduction Act, that was passed on August 17th.
Right.
And it's a sweeping program that covers programs to help with climate change. There's parts for increasing taxes for businesses. And it's also designed to help reduce the federal deficit. And it's called the Inflation Reduction Act. And we're not exactly sure how that part will happen.
Yeah, let's not dive too deeply into that, because I don't think they know either. But it sounds good.
But today,
it's a catchy name.
It is a great name.
Great marketing.
It's a great name.
I'm in the marketing.
Somebody from a business degree with a marketing background said, "This will sound good. Let's do this." But
Illinois had the fair tax a little while.
Yeah, so fair. But we're not diving into that. But can our listeners save money buying windows and doors
today? We'll discuss some of the very beneficial parts of this program that will really help homeowners to do energy-efficient projects around the house. And there's some beneficial tax credits available starting in 2022, but they get really exciting then in 2023 and beyond for next 10 years. So we'll get into that today.
If our listeners want to reach out to you and your team, what's the best way to reach?
You can call 800-NEXT-DOOR or go to 800nextdoor.com.
Mike Long, Mike's Landscape Lighting, I'm glad you're here. You lit up my backyard for our expert party, if you will. All the experts on the show were invited. Excuse me, about 90% of them were able to make it, and you did a bang-up job. And
thank you.
You are going to be talking about something that you did in a listener's backyard by the name of Bonnie out in the Western Burbs. Can you tease us a little bit and talk about more about it as we come out of the break?
Absolutely, yeah. We helped Bonnie out in Darien. She had a older system that just needed a little bit of help, so we were able to help her and get her system up and running again.
Was it off of 75th Street?
I think everything's off of 75th Street, isn't it?
Yeah. Because I did. Out of college, I dated a girl off of 75th Street.
Her name was Bonnie?
Nope.
Oh.
No, her name's not Bonnie. I was kidding. That'd be a little weird.
A little coincidental.
A little coincidental. If our listeners want to reach out to you, Mr. Long, how do they reach out to you?
Phone number 262-358-9100 or WGNMike.com.
MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement.
MegaPros.com.
You're looking very relaxed.
That's good. I spent some time with you this week. I spent some time with you this morning, and I didn't even tell you. We have opportunity for a new heating panel that you can apply to the cold places in your home. And we're really excited. We're looking for opportunities. So anything, areas over unheated space, crawl spaces, garages, or in a cabinet that the pipes freeze, these panels are incredible, and they can produce the heat you need on thermostat.
So the pipes don't freeze.
Yeah.
So is it tied into the electric in a bathroom outlet, or how do you...
It is. So in other words, if you're going to heat from below, you know, you supply the electric and you put the panels on the joist space.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's very interesting.
Well, it's exciting, and the guy invented it. It's just UL approved, and we're going to be talking about that a little bit.
And UL is right around the corner from my home. In Northbrook. What a facility. They have a burn room there. I don't know if you've ever... Have you ever been through that?
Yes, I have. There's the guy who invented the UL Labs is somewhere in your area as well.
Well, that's good. He didn't want to travel far to work. I took a tour. More worthless information for everybody out there. But
we could chat all day if you want.
we got 2 hours and 38 minutes of worthless information coming up if you'd like. We got a packed show. We're going to come back with Mike Long. 312-981-7200. That's AmericanPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I know these are, high-class problems.
Do you upgrade to the package where the spotlight follows you?
I have that.
What do you mean, like a movie star thing?
Yeah, like...
No, it doesn't
David
follow.
David Hochberg's in the pool.
I'm looking good now. I have to admit, I do look good in a bathing suit.
I know, but it's not worth a spotlight.
No, not at all.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Joe, you know what I'm drinking?
Soda?
Delicious coffee.
Oh.
I hooked up with a coffee company that
you seen the no label on that coffee.
Well, they're saving money because they're going to be donating a portion of the proceeds to the Vestathon that we're doing here. Go to coffeeforcause.org, click on Vestathon, and a portion of every purchase will go towards the Vestathon. We're hoping to raise $500,000 this year. That's our goal. We raised $250,000 last year, and I don't see any reason why we can't double it to buy police vests for the Chicago police officers, because the city of Chicago won't buy them police vests.
Good idea.
Which is ridiculous. 312-981-7200. Josh, Igor, Justin were all at my house. You all saw the fine work that Mike and his team did. I will let you comment on it because it sounds a little... It sounds, if it comes from
like
me,
you're bragging.
Yeah, it sounds like I'm bragging, but
like my
you
house
guys,
is so beautiful.
My look at my house, look at my lights in my house. But you guys were there. You guys are all professionals. You guys all own your own company. Comment on the fine work that Mike did, so it doesn't sound like I'm bragging. Josh, you're first. Your wife didn't make it because she was sick, but that's fine. You brought your brother, who could lift the house. And,
if you needed to handle something.
Ate, thank God he was there. He ate like 7 pounds of meat. But talk about the lights, and you're a builder, and you do some contracting on the side.
Yep.
Your thoughts?
Yeah, my family has worked with Mike for years, so we know the good work that he does. But he did a terrific job at your house. I especially like the lights in the pool, and the whole place was lit up fantastic.
Igor?
Yeah, I would have to echo that. I mean, the things that I was kind of impressed with is the placement and the positioning of the lights. It wasn't just sort of random or haphazard. I mean, the steps and the pavers as you walked towards your pool area.
That was all Mike.
Was lit up, and it was lit up beautifully, and it was done tastefully. It wasn't, over the top. I mean, just everything about it was done, properly and the way you sort of expected in a home of your
stature. Yeah.
Yes.
I wanted it over the top. Mike's like, yeah, that's a little too ungepaschen, which is a Yiddish word to mean a little too much.
Right.
Justin, your thoughts?
Well, the lighting was magnificent, and that was one of the reasons that I was able to get my wife to come with me. She really wanted to see the lights.
She didn't want to see Hacker. She wanted to see.
I don't really want to see his house, but the lighting, I really want
to see. That guy on the radio sounds like a jerk. I don't want to go to Northbrook.
Lori loves you, David. But with this, you can't even begin to describe it. So I would ask, where... Mike, do you have pictures somewhere that folks could go to see some of your work? Because you can't, talking
can't
about it doesn't even do it justice. But it was really something, and most of that was permanent. But I understand Mike actually offers temporary lighting as well that you had just for the party itself.
Yeah, he came in with barrels that had. Mike, explain it. It's your product. Go ahead.
Yeah, I came in with barrels.
Much better.
You said, hey, this isn't a kegger party.
Locklear.
Something about the way you said that just makes much more sense.
All right, so we refurnished some bourbon barrels, made them look all nice and pretty, and we use those as the bases for our poles. And you can actually put your drinks on there, too. There's a lot of places where they had drinks on them, so it works out great. And it holds the lights up stable. We put some concrete in the bottom of those for counterweight because we're up 12, 15 feet high to get the lights away from your head.
Oh.
So they're strung around his pool, and yes, those were temporary. And
bistro lighting is what it's called.
They're called bistro lighting or event lighting or whatever you call it. Yes, absolutely, same kind of thing.
And I was explaining to Joe, and all you guys were there.
Yeah.
Joe couldn't make it. He had another event more important than this, but
more permanent
than this. It's a thing going on that he's had for years, and we missed him dearly. It wasn't like in your face, right? It wasn't bright. It just blended right in.
It was the accent.
Yeah. It added backlighting. It was perfect. And everybody just stood around. It wasn't like you had to put sunglasses on because the lights were so bright.
Mike, you took those poles up 15 feet?
Yeah, we can adjust them. So you go, they're a minimum 10, and we can slide them up higher to go, I think we had it at 12 feet. We did 10 around, and then we did 12 feet, kind of swooped up to 12 in the middle. So nice it kind of worked out pretty good, yeah.
Where can our listeners find pictures? On your website?
I don't know if they get – I put them on my Facebook page, and I tagged the Home Sweet Home Chicago show. But I'll get some up on the WGNMike.com. But they're not on there yet. They are going to be on there, but I don't think they're on there yet. My website guy didn't get them there yet.
Can you forward them over to Julian, and Julian could throw them up on our site? Do you have them in your phone or no?
Yeah. All right. I probably could do that.
So, absolutely. Julian, can you get that up on Home Sweet Home Chicago or Brendan? Yeah, we got the thumbs up.
Awesome.
So they'll be up after the break. We got to go to news.
Excuse me, 1 second. You could rent those for a party?
Yep, that's what they're for.
Nice job.
Yeah, we're going to come back with more.
It's called event lighting.
That's great.
More lighting.
I like their name. Another good marketing name.
Kleppen's getting mad. Kleppen was at the party. I mean, he still left his shoes there. He's got to come back.
Maybe he doesn't want him.
How shocking. No, he wants him. He wants to come back to continue eating the food and drinking. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. We're going to throw it over to Donnie and Andy in the news and sports room. Sports department coming up next.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
No, he's got
312-981-7200. Okay, we're back on the air.
The other element they bring in from...
Okay, we're back on the air. Remember when I said, hey, we're coming back? It means we're back on the air.
Josh, you're just talking.
You see the red light there, Josh? It means we're on the air. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. We didn't have a chance, Bonnie... We teased about Bonnie. Quickly explain what you did for Bonnie, and we'll pick it up later on the show.
Okay, yeah. Bonnie from Darien called, and we went out there, and we took care of her. She had an old system. She had the broken path lights, a whole section of her backyard that wasn't working. So we were able to get her all fixed up, and you know, she loved everything that we did there, and it was great.
You use the old wires?
We did use the old wires. We had to run some new wires to some of the stuff in the back because the wire was cut. But we replaced a bunch of the path lights that were broken and repurposed some of those as well and got her back up and running again.
I'm going to save some money and then I'm going to call you.
Okay.
For my
save some money.
312-981-7200. No, I will invite you to my house. I know I've been threatening to do that. I've had Judy over, your wife, a number of times.
Does she like your house?
You have to ask her. She told me she did.
She's got ideas now that she went to your
house. I know. I'm sorry. 312-981-7200.
What do you mean a chandelier in a bathroom?
It's not a chandelier. It's a chandelier. It's a very... It's a flute, and I didn't pick it. 312-981. I can live with candlelights.
He's got a chandelier in his closet or something.
A lifetime supply of batteries to take care of my remote control, a bunch of toilet paper, and some and a big TV. I'm set. 312-981-7200. 312 in a working bathroom. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. We're going to throw it over to Mr. Floor. Debbie in Arlington Heights has a question for you, Igor. Debbie, fire away.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you for calling.
I live in Arlington Heights, but I live in a disabled housing building. And we have wood floors that are like fake wood, but they have a groove throughout them that likes to hide all the dirt or collect it. And my family bought me a Bushell cleaner that does carpeting and hardwood floors. Do you have a product that I could use in that?
Well, so, wait. Let's address why there's gaps in her floors.
So it's a machine. It's a machine gap.
It's just a pattern in the wood floor.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's a horrible floor.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, do you know if it's a laminate floor or a vinyl floor, or when you say it's a fake or a synthetic, do you know anything more about it?
It looks like it's glued in pieces down.
Okay. So we actually manufacture a product that's designed for vinyl and laminate floors, which I suspect that's what you have.
Okay.
And the difference between our product and a lot of the other products is that ours will actually lift dirt. So when you have these little grooves you're talking about, it may not go all the way down in there. So you may have to, you know, really kind of, you know, you may even want to vacuum the floor first to see if you can pull some of that debris. But you don't want to use anything that's going to leave your floor shiny. We were actually talking about it off air here.
Slips, right? People could slip on it.
Not only that, David, but it encapsulates dirt. You know, because every time you clean with a product that has oil or wax in it, you're encapsulating dirt and debris, and then you're actually creating, you know, just a hazy kind of a surface coating.
Okay.
And so what we want to do is remove that, but we want to remove it without damaging your floor underneath. So go to MrFloor.com. You can use the promo code WGN. It'll save you 20% off your first order. And get a hold of our vinyl and laminate cleaner, and just it's a spray and wipe. It will not leave your floor shiny. If there is a haze or some sheen on the floor, it'll actually remove it gently, and it will really make your floor look
good. What do you think of the dual vacuum hardwood floor cleaner that Debbie was talking about? I don't think you're a big fan of those machines.
Yeah, we're not fans of well, first of all, you know there's machines out there that are steam mops that we absolutely advocate against.
Right.
We've seen a lot of damage caused by them. It's, you know, 140, 160 degree steam being injected into the floor. Just
you see it on late night TV.
Yeah. Right. And they say it's safe for floors, but it really for tile, it's fine. Stone, go for it. Not a problem, but not a hard surface floor. So, but you know, we don't like multi anything. We don't like, you know, we have six unique products that we've developed for each and every surface of the home. For that specific reason, multi-surface cleaners will not necessarily do a great job on all the surfaces. So anything that's a multi-product, we typically shy away from, Dave.
A lot of the people in my building use like a mop and glow, and it leaves this film all over their floor.
Yeah,
and it doesn't make it shiny.
Yeah,
you know, I want to get it clean.
Right, and that's what we're trying to do. Is we're not trying to leave your floor shiny or change its composition in any way. We just want to keep it clean, and so our technology allows for surface tension to be changed. So, in other words, we're changing the surface tension of dirt, lifting it off the surface, and just basically creating a nice, clean surface for you.
Debbie, does your disability allow you to walk? Are you incapacitated in any way, shape, or form?
I can walk.
Okay.
Pulling back a vacuum hurts my back.
Yeah. Okay.
I have spinal issues. I was hit by a drunk driver 10 years ago. Okay. So, anything to do with pulling on my back?
Well, here's what we're going to do.
Something I can't do, bending down, wringing out a mop.
Here's what we're going to do. Painful. Here's what we're going to do. Igor is going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product, and we're going to supply you with the mop.
I'm going to go one step further. We actually have a deep cleaning kit, David, that
there
has a mop and a cleaning product and all that. We will send that to her. For
Debbie,
sure.
You have to promise to call back and give us the results. Will you do that?
Yes, I will. Thank you very much.
And this mop, Debbie, listen to this, is removable, and you throw it in the washing machine, and then it dries. Okay. You don't have to wring anything out. You don't got to schlep, push, and pull. It's you spray and you clean. Even I could do it, all right? And I can't do anything. I could barely host this show, as everybody out there knows. All right, Debbie, so hang on, my friend. We're going to take care of you, okay?
Thank you, Debbie.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, my friend. 312-981-7200 out to St. Charles and Sharon. Go ahead, Sharon. Hi. We got Mr. Floor. Thanks for calling.
Hi, thank you for taking the call. I have two different, I have the same wood. It's a Brazilian hardwood cherry in my kitchen. And I had a lot of water damage in my house, and I put in more Brazilian cherry to replace carpet. So I put the wood in. But the wood, is, even if it's the same wood, it does not match the finish.
Uh-oh.
The kitchen is relatively more of a gloss finish, yeah. Where
who did that?
The wood that was put in is... more of a satin.
You see that a lot?
Yeah, you know, so what you're describing basically is a situation we do see quite often, and that is there are different manufacturers, obviously, of flooring, and so whoever put in the second floor for you
didn't match it up.
Didn't pay enough attention to the fact that your kitchen has a higher sheen. And you know, when we do floor matching, we try to pay attention to all of those things, and it's important not only to get the species right, not only to get the color right, but you know, the third element is you have to get the sheen right. So right. the only thing you can do now is, so your two options are either increase the sheen of the adjacent rooms or decrease the sheen of the kitchen, which both can be done with basically a buffing and a resealing process where we can control the sheen ourselves.
There's a third option. She can move.
She could move. That's your favorite option. I know. That's
There's always that option.
No, I don't think that's going
to
happen.
Right, well, it's an option. I got to throw it out there.
Option. Not a realistic option, but it's an option.
Some people it is. All right. So hang on. Did we answer your question, Sharon St. Charles?
Well, yes. I'm hoping, like, would your product at all help with, like, just even cleaning or make a difference in the sheen?
Yeah, so our product won't do much for the sheen. It'll definitely clean, you know, both of your areas correctly, but it really is not designed to lower or raise the sheen at all. So it's just a very good cleaning product.
It's a sanding and refinishing type deal.
A screening and a resealing. Yeah, right. We don't even have to sand the floor. We just need to control her sheen for her, which we can do with just buffing the floors and applying a single coat of the particular sheen that we want.
Sharon, are you a woman that's willing to have your sheen controlled?
Sure.
Okay, there you go. Some women, men too, don't want you messing with their sheen. So Sharon, we're going to get you the information and send you some cleaning product so you can check it out. And then Igor will follow up and talk to you about maybe resheening your floors. Is that the right
part? We would be absolutely happy to, yes.
And then the flooring that was installed was done in... Let's see, I think it would be like March. Is that too soon to do what you're talking about?
No. So was your flooring done on site, or did it come out of a box ready to go?
It came out of a box ready to go.
Okay, so those are cured finishes. So, yeah, doing it in March or having it done in March and then reapplying a coating now is not a problem.
This is why, Sharon, you learned a valuable lesson. You went off the reservation. You didn't call Mr. Floor, and now you got what you got. All right, so
it's called insurance claim.
I'm sorry you had an insurance claim. It's still we have to blame somebody, and I'm not taking the fall for this. So all right, hang on, we'll get you squared up, Sharon. Okay, did you have a water damage challenge or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
Those are the
worst. Yeah, those are the worst. Yeah. I've been there, Sharon. Hardwood floors and water, not good insurance claims. All right, hang on, my friend. We're going to take care of you. 312-981-7200. We're going to come back with Samantha. Then I got a special shout out for Josh, who helped my brother. I have a surprise for Josh. Josh doesn't know the surprise. He should be very, very happy with the surprise. 312, if he's not, then I'm going to take it back. 312-981-7200, 312-981, and it's not a pair of shoes for your wife, Sharon. She's like, maybe it's for me. 312-981-7200, go to WGNDavid.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
No, you know what we're talking about?
Yeah, alligators.
Josh had a 6-foot alligator in his living room.
What?
Oh, crocky.
Why? Please, he's not a real banker.
No.
But that's what makes him good at banking.
That's why
he's
like
unique.
Him. That's why he's not right.
He's unique.
Just not right.
No, just, there's just something not right about that. Like everything.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
You did, right?
I did.
A 6-foot alligator.
Yeah. You could ask the wife. She's in the next room. Yeah.
Like a real one? She came over to your apartment. When you had the alligator.
Yeah, well, it chased her around, and that was the end of that.
Yeah, I'm sure that worked out really good.
I had to give it to Brookfield Zoo.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that was really good. Come here, sweetheart. I want to show you my pet. Oh, sure.
Want to see my alligator?
Want to see my alligator? Yeah. 312. Got to feed my alligator. Yeah, that's a good pickup line. 312. Mind, I'll give you the best 15 seconds of your life. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. We've got Samantha in Chicago. You've got a question for Igor before we hit the break here. So your dime, your dance floor, Samantha.
Thank you. I have hardwood floors, and they never look clean. And I Swiffer them, I vacuum them, and I know this is probably wrong now, but I've used a steamer. And the steamer leaves marks. And I don't know what to do. I don't know if they need to be refinished or what.
Yeah.
Vinegar and water, right?
Yeah, that's Joe's.
Come
that's
on.
Joe's grandmother's recipe.
Old Polish grandma recipe, God vinegar and water.
Vinegar and water.
Yeah, you know, we get these calls, unfortunately, so often, and it's heartbreaking because the misinformation that's out there and the incorrect advertising of products and procedures. Again, steam mops, right? I mean, Dave, we talk about it every time I'm on. They're not recommended. Yeah. So your floor. So depending on how much damage the steam mop has done, your floor could look cloudy or hazy. Does it?
You know, I can sort of, after I steam mopped it, and I only did it a couple of times.
Okay.
But it takes a nearly dry sponge and get rid of that.
All right. Very. Yeah. And you've also, you said that you've done Swiffering. So do you know if you use the wet Swiffer or a dry Swiffer?
No. Just a dry Swiffer.
Dry. Okay. So that's at least better. I mean, I would say if it's just a matter of getting your floor cleaned, then just try our cleaning product. I mean, we know we're not going to hurt your floor. If anything, we'll improve it. You know, we get calls a lot of times. Again, we were talking off air where clients will call us and they think they need their floor sanded or they need their floors even replaced. And it's really just, you know, the floors just need to be really properly cleaned. So try our Mr. Floor Cleaner. If you have a wood floor, just use our wood floor cleaner, spray and wipe. We do sell a deep cleaning kit where it comes with a really great mop. As Dave mentioned earlier, it's something where you can take the mop head off, throw it in the wash. Reuse it. It's got 300 machine washes in it. But the magic sauce is the cleaner itself. We're going to break through whatever haze you may have on the floor and gently and properly remove it, and then your floor should have its vibrancy back.
Samantha, we're going to send you a sample. You've got to call back and tell us how great it is, okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Hang tight, my friend. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. So, Josh, I got a little special prize here, present here. From my brother, who came to you for advice. He needed some banking advice, and he went to his banker over at a place that rhymes with Wintrust, and he didn't get what he needed from the place that rhymes with Wintrust. So he called you, and he's got a Nutella prize package here.
Oh, you're the best.
So he thanks you, and he thanks your team.
Can you share that, Jeff?
He can, but he won't.
Okay.
It's personalized Nutella bottles. With all of his,
that's pretty awesome.
His six kids' names on them, and his wife's name, even though he only has two with this wife, but that she doesn't know about the other four. But my brother wanted to. It's okay. My brother wanted to thank you for taking the time and giving him the information that the other guy that he spoke with didn't have the time of day for.
Yep.
And you really did a solid. You really did him a solid. And he's doing something. He doesn't want to announce it yet. But when it comes, he's going to come on. Schluter helped him. You helped him and a couple other of the show's experts. So there you go. We're going to talk more about the products you
Who's
offer.
Who's better looking, you or your brother?
My brother. 312-981-7200. Everybody is. No. Goes without saying. 312 Kleppen is, too. 312-981-7200. That's AmeriCorps call, text, and photo line. We got a break for news, traffic, and weather. We'll be back on the other side with Justin Bartley from Next Door and Window and Josh Herman from BMO Harris.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. WGNDavid.com is the phone, text, and picture line. If you got any questions, don't feel comfortable talking on air, send us a text. 312-981-7200. Send us a picture and or give us a call. Same number. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We are here to help. Justin Bartley, Next Door and Window. The Inflation Protection Act, or whatever it's called, it doesn't matter what it's called. A new bill was signed into law. It's going to save our listeners a lot of money if they qualify. Can you explain how the purchase of doors and windows in 2022, how our listeners, if they've done that already? Because we had a question from Rich Dykstra Jr., who had put solar panels up and asked a question to our solar expert the other day from Kaplan Electric about hey, can you still qualify? And even though he did it earlier in the year, if he did it in 2022, he still qualifies for the tax credit. How does that new law impact doors and windows?
Yeah, so we could talk about what it means for 2022 and then how it changes then in 2023 and beyond.
Okay.
So effectively what it does is it revives the program that expired in 2021. And that program allowed you to receive a tax credit of up to 10% of your project. But there were limits on it. So you had a $500 limit for things like if you did entry doors, roofing, a new furnace, air conditioner. There was a $500 limit on that tax credit.
That's it, $500.
$500.
Okay.
On window replacement, there was a $200 limit.
Per window or just
no,
per job?
For lifetime.
Total. Yeah, the cap is what.
That's ridiculous. There. Right. You can't even get a pane of glass for that. But go ahead.
How do you know that?
Because I read it somewhere.
So that actually expired in 2021.
Okay.
But with this new act, it revives that same program for 2022. So although the limits are fairly small,
sure.
If you replace your doors, if you replace windows, if you did get a new furnace or air conditioner,
wow,
water heater,
I didn't know that.
Most of those will qualify, and so you could get up to $500 as a tax credit in 2022 based on the old program.
Okay, so this might
hold on, David. There's more.
I know. I got a question.
Let's review.
Let's review. No, but if you filed your taxes already. Right? Most of our listeners file taxes unless you're self-employed or have a bunch of partnerships like I do and you're waiting for K-1s to come in. You got until October 15th, which I'm going to file then. What happens to our listeners that already filed their taxes by April 15th? Is this a question for their CPA?
Well, I believe if you actually complete the project in 2022,
yep.
Then you would be able to get a tax credit
next year.
Correct.
On 2023's tax return for what you did
in
2022.
Correct.
In arrears. Okay, that makes sense.
And with any of the programs that I talk about today, everybody's tax situation is different.
Exactly.
I'm certainly not a CPA
you look
or a
like
tax
you are
expert.
With those glasses on, though.
Yeah, those glasses make you look like
you put the glasses on.
Thank you.
I'm going to have you balance my checkbook during the break. Yeah, you look really.
You're
look
a handsome
at it.
Son
you
of
can't
a
even
gun.
Tell that's Justin behind those glasses.
It was like he's a CPA.
Thank God we're on the radio.
The glasses today.
Yeah, that was good. Nice move. Is your wife listening?
I hope so.
Yeah, she's...
Wear them when you get home.
Yeah. Never mind. Go ahead.
So that's where we're at.
Check with your tax preparer.
Yeah, always check with the... And if you don't pay income taxes, then these tax programs probably will not benefit you.
Well, thanks.
Oh, bummer.
So we have to...
You're
have
not
to
a CPA after that.
Because these are tax credits...
Against what you owe.
Against your income taxes. So that's what it looks like for... Projects completed in 2022.
All right, again, let's review the heating and air conditioning, windows and doors. Now, can any type of doors? And I'm not trying to
exterior
be,
doors,
exterior
patio doors, entry doors.
So entry door from the garage into your house is
that one? I believe would still qualify.
Okay, so these listen, you've got our listeners that have done all this work that had no idea if you could get an extra $500 to $700 that's just laying there, why not get it?
Tax credit.
Tax credit against what you owe.
Absolutely. Yeah. When you file your taxes, talk to your accountant, your tax preparer, make sure that you keep your receipts and show those.
Okay. It's great information.
Now, there was a lifetime limit on that. So if you had taken it in prior years up to $500, then you will not have any extra tax credits available because of that $500 limit, lifetime limit.
Okay, so what happens in 23?
So that's the old program. The new program in 2023, well, we'll basically take that program and enhance it quite a bit.
Okay.
So the new limit will be an annual limit of $1,200.
That's more like it.
Which
yes.
Which looks like it will run for the next 10 years based on the program that we're looking
hello.
At.
Hello. So if you're putting in a new furnace or doors or windows, you get $1,200 off the top?
Well, there's going to be... Limits per category, so probably not.
Okay,
but I'll give some examples so everybody
that's
can
great.
Understand. So it will go from the $500 lifetime limit to a $1,200 annual limit, but there are some restrictions on different product categories.
As the great Steve Leahy and Dave Schluter would say, it depends.
It does depend.
Go ahead.
So just to throw some examples out there. So for a home energy audit, the maximum that you could claim on that. Is $150 per year. So if you did get an energy audit done, and it's 30% of the total project cost that you can claim up to a maximum of the $1,200. If you did an energy audit, it would be $150.
Is that what they call where they blow your house, where they do a home blow mm-hmm. test?
Yes. And, okay. Yeah, the blower door test. Yeah. There's some other tests you could do to determine where...
You need help. Yeah. Okay. Those are great tests.
If there's snow coming in the door, you don't need that test.
Right. You know where to. You know you got to fix your door.
So exterior doors. It's $250 for one door, or $500 total for exterior doors per year.
Okay.
So you would want to do two doors to take the maximum credit on that of $500. This next category includes several different products, and the maximum amount is $600 on these following products: exterior windows and skylights, central air conditioners, electric panels and certain related equipment, natural gas, propane, or oil water heaters, natural gas, propane, or oil furnaces, or hot water boilers.
So you got to check with your CPA.
Yes. So if you're thinking about doing any of those projects,
save your receipts.
Save your receipts. It looks like you'll be able to get up to $600 back as a tax credit on those. $250 for a door, or $500 total for all doors.
And not only are you saving energy, you're making your home more affordable to live in and more comfortable to live in. So, I mean, it works, and plus it takes the pressure off the grid because the machines that you're putting in are a lot more efficient than the machines you're taking out, theoretically.
That's right. So, obviously, there's lots of benefits to installing new efficient windows and doors in the home with energy savings. You throw the tax credits in there. That's just an added bonus to some of the benefits of window and door replacement.
And you do all that.
All of that. So just to sum it up, you know, the new tax credits available will give you up to $1,200 annually, and it looks like that'll start in 2023 and go on for the next 10 years after that.
For our listeners who want to reach out to you to get more information about your doors, plus your 18-month CMS cash, which we haven't talked about, which we will, financing option, how do they reach out to you, my friend?
Yes, we do have programs to make projects really easy to get started. You can call us at 800-NEXT-DOOR or go to 800nextdoor.com.
Well, storm doors as an external door, are we diving too deep into this? We had a texter. Does the program include storm doors as an external door? That's a good question.
That is a good question. In the past, storm doors were not part of this program. So that, again, we probably have to look more into the details of the program because it is brand new. It's only about 2 weeks old, but I don't believe that storm doors would be included in this package.
Would this just be on another text, your primary residence or second homes? A good question as well.
In the past, it was on primary homes.
Residence. Okay.
Primary residence.
Because then if you open up to second homes and you open up to vacation homes, non-owner-occupied investment homes, it becomes a snowball. Well, listen, you take whatever you could get, right? I mean, it's good for home improvement,
guys. Tax credits make sense. It's nice that you have that continuation, right? So before, what would aggravate the customers is they thought they were going to get this tax credit, and when you say $500 ceiling and it's over in a year, it really didn't benefit that many people.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're giving them a path to improve every year.
There's a path.
And it's a tax credit.
Tax credit. In the way of window replacement, you know, it's very common that folks, if you have 20, 30, 40 windows, that you don't do the whole project in 1 year. So mm-hmm. this will be really beneficial if you stage it in phases, maybe over 2, 3, 4 years, and you could take advantage, you know, of the tax credit each year.
How come he's looking at me when he says 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 windows?
Well, because nobody has that many. Average windows, people are doing eight a shot, something
like
that.
You got a nice house. What do you want?
I got a lot of windows. Good, but go ahead. But that doesn't apply to me.
Yeah, our average project is about $15,000.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, probably somewhere in that, you know, 8 to 10 windows
right.
On average for the average project.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you throw in the doors in there.
Nice job.
312-981-7200. Thank you, Justin, for bringing us up to speed on all of the latest tax breaks that are presented and are available now in this new law. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Text messages keep coming in. We appreciate all your support. We're going to take a quick break. Come back with Josh.
Texter just wrote, I have 150 windows.
Okay.
He lives in a condo across the street. No, I'm just kidding.
312-981-7200. And that's a friend of Joe, who you know is probably drunk right now.
Exactly.
312-981-7200. I'm surprised that the texter, your friend, was able to text
him. It's not my friend. Not yet, he's not my friend.
Sure,
but if he really has 150 windows, I want to know.
312-981-7200. MegaPros, call, text, and follow line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago 720. WGN coming back with Josh Herman, BMO Harris.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Is there an end to this story?
There is.
Is this chapter eight?
Joe said to me, have a point. Have a point, man.
All right, I'll get straight to the point.
And David said, have an ending.
You have an ending. You lost people. They're gone.
Well, we're waiting.
I got Dykstra texting me. I got an answer for it. I'm like, so does he if you get to the point.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Since we went a little long on the last segment, I'm just going to read this, talk about HELOCs, and then we'll bring it up on the other side, because your wife's like, you can't believe I've been sitting here for an hour and a half through this waiting for my husband to speak. Wake up! We got a message on Facebook. Always worth it. Josh did a HELOC. Duh, why I didn't do it 20 years ago. My wood kitchen cabinets were refreshed to good as new with Mr. Floor cleaning product. And Amy Kite's team did an assessment of my home. What needs to be done to sell? More than I would have wanted, but at least I know what when it comes time for me to sell. She's got the assessment. I'll stop listening, watching when I stop learning. So far, that's what's happening in my life. So I took out a HELOC. I recommend everybody to take out a HELOC. The best time to take out a HELOC is when you don't need a HELOC, home equity line of credit, so you have it when you never thought you would need it, because when you need it, it's typically you're in a very, very vulnerable situation and you can't get it because either you lost your job, your income's down, your home value went down,
yep.
400 different things, you know, variables that could impact your ability to secure a HELOC. And we've got literally a minute before the break, or else Benny's just going to cut us off because Kleppen is fuming at the mouth there. Tease us with the 30 seconds of what a HELOC is and what the special is. We'll pick you up on the other side of the break.
Yep, absolutely. Home equity uses basically is a line of credit attached to your house that uses the equity in the house, and you can really use it for anything, paying down debt, emergency purposes.
Checkbook, you know, against the equity of your house. It's emergency fund.
Exactly.
It's just there.
It's a no-brainer. You don't get charged interest unless you draw from it. So kind of think of it as a low-interest credit card attached to your house. You know, I just did it. You just did it.
It's there.
Many of our other, you know, sponsors on the show
I did
we
it.
Worked with. Yeah.
Mike did it, right?
You know, it's...
Andreas did it.
Exactly. Andreas, his daughter's doing, you know.
Right.
So, I mean, it's something that you should have in place. We have some specials going on right now. Definitely reach out. Joshua Herman, BMOHarrisBank.com, 312-835-1289. Look forward to talking with you.
All right. Don Kleppen's in his Green Bay Packer green shirt in the newsroom saying, shut up already. I got to do a news break here. 312-981-7200. And by the way, Don, those bleach bottles don't go around your neck, for God's sakes. Put them around your waist. 312-981-7200. That's Omega Pros. Call, text, and photo line. Thanks, Joe, for that recommendation that Donnie shouldn't wear it around his neck. It gets a little challenging to swim. 312-981-7200. Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720. WGM, we're going to throw it over the news, traffic, and weather, then come back with more Josh from BMO Harris after these messages.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. I'll tell you what, I learned more during the breaks. We should...
Then listening to the show.
We have some very smart people in
we
here.
We do.
312-981...
This is a good show off the air.
It's a great show off the air. 312-981-7200. Kevin McDonough sent us an email earlier, Joe. He's like, you got a great group in there. Good luck. Don't screw this thing up. So I thank Kev for the...
it's a vote of confidence.
Yeah. our sales guy here at WGN. Thanks, Kev. Go back to sleep. You got your mention. 312-981-7200. Josh from BMO Harris was on with our good friend John Hansen.
Yep.
Let's Get Legal. He hosts a show, a great show after this show. And he also hosts a show during the week after Lisa Dent's show. It's a money show. I forgot the name.
Money Matters. Yep.
He does a phenomenal job. I believe it's on 6 to 7.
Yep.
And he invited you on this past week to talk about transferring a 401ks, because a lot of our listeners either retired themselves, right, got out of the workforce, still have their 401k for some reason at their old company, or they got retired by their company. They just got laid off because their companies are slowing down, and they have a 401k sitting there. And there's a lot of money just sitting there in companies that are either not there anymore or are still there, but you're not there.
Yeah.
And you're getting these calls, and you talked about it in detail with Hansen. So bring us up to speed in case our listeners were not listening to John's show that night.
Yeah, you know, given COVID, what's been happening, you got a lot of transitioning in the workplace, either retiring or selling your business or just finding a new, you know, career path. And a lot of people have been leaving their 401ks where they're at, and it's really not the right thing to do in most situations. You know, typically in your 401k, you have 20 to 40 funds to choose from. But if you move them over to an investor or a private, or, you know, myself, private bank, we have thousands of choices to choose from. You know, not always your 401k are the best mutual funds. They kind of pick, you know, run of the mill, you know, more conservative, you know, not best in class funds, where you, when you can have a money manager researching it for you on a regular basis, and no one's managing it as well. They're just sitting there, you know. So I think the difference is, you know, tremendous difference moving it to somebody that can manage your money and that's watching it on a regular basis than sitting in the old funds. Now, there are some benefits for moving it to your new employer, and I typically recommend if you're buying a house or want to take a loan. You know, use it for educational purposes. There's some things that you can be able to use it for and pull it out for that would make sense to transfer it to another 401k and a new 401k. But in most situations, it's better to move it to, you know, our investment team on, and, you know, with the branches, or if it's a large seven-figure, then we would look at it in private bank.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. There are billions of dollars, if not hundreds of billions of dollars. Joe, it's a ton of money. I mean, that's a lot of tequila, Joe, if you think about it. Mm-hmm. That's just sitting there.
Tequila?
No. Oh, in money. People's 401ks.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah.
That they left accounts. You know, I'm at an age, I'm 55. A lot of my friends are getting up there. You know, my fraternity brothers at Northern, I'm a little older than Justin, we were in the same fraternity, are of retirement age or mm-hmm. looking to be in some type of semi-retirement program within the next 5 to 10 years. They've got a lot of money, and these guys have bounced around.
Can I ask you, Jack, sure. So if you're still contributing at a new employment,
mm-hmm.
then you would get their match and their benefits as well.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. You always, you know, obviously you got to look at your own budget, but if you can afford to maximize what they're matching with, it's free money pretty mm-hmm. much. So right. most, you know, a lot of employers out there will match up to 5% per se with your 401k. So that means if I put $100 in my 401k, my employer just put $100 in, I have 100% return.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't realize that.
But
we match at Mega.
Yeah.
And that's, it,
yeah,
so
that's awesome.
That
and
is really where the benefit is,
yes.
right, to keep that thing going.
Right. And then your employees, you know, sit back and they look at their statements and going, gosh, you know, mm-hmm. I'm starting to earn money here, and it's less likely to go transfer to somewhere else where they right. don't have that ability. But from, you know, with the markets where they're at right now, it's going to be a rough, you know, 6 to 12 months until we get through this. You're going to want someone watching over you know what you have going on, and
for
you
sure.
really need a plan in place
instead
you
of know. Just having the 7 or 8 different choices that your company is going to lay out for you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
312-981-7200 WGNDavid.com. Sam in Elk Grove Village has a question for you. Josh, go ahead. Sam, thanks for calling, bud.
Thank you. My question is, I have a business and I administer my own 401k, and I'm wondering, can you purchase real estate with a 401k? If I take out the money and my don't touch it, and it goes straight to like an escrow company to purchase the real estate.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, I'm not a positive on that. I don't think you can. I know you can. Certain plans may give you the option to buy into like REITs and stuff like that, that invest into, you know, real estate. I don't think you can use it for that. I'm not 100% positive. I would be in your existing plan. I would probably say no, but you might be able to do something.
My plan
like
is
that.
What I determine it. That's
yeah.
Self-directed.
You know, I control the plan.
Yeah. Yeah. I have not seen that in the past.
But
that
you could check
remember.
Into it.
I could look back. Into it and get back to you on
that's
that.
That's a definite yeah. maybe, Sam. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to get your information down. tell Jack, who's on the phone, does a tremendous job answering the phone and does 17 other things that we can't even discuss on the radio, what he does during the show. 14 of them we have no clue, and the other two are highly classified. We can't talk about it. Tell him what type of cleaning floor product you would like, and we'll send it out to you. But that's a great question.
Yeah, it's a great question. I have not run across that in the past.
I thought you were just going to say absolutely not.
Yeah.
No, I think you can under certain rules.
That's interesting.
You've got to, but can you find out what those rules are?
Absolutely.
Call in next weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%.
I think under certain, you got to be, again, it's got to fit within a Tiffany box, right? You got to flow chart it. You've got to meet these three things and then these four things and then these six things.
So I'm not an expert, but my wife's old 401k, we converted that to a self-directed IRA, and we were able to buy one of our commercial buildings with that self-directed IRA.
There you
go. I was just going to say that. Yes, I have seen that before, where you could start a new business.
Yes.
Good.
There's a number of different things that you can do with your 401k when you leave. I just don't know about actually while you're contributing
to it. That's the difference, yeah.
I have not run across that in the past.
But you'll find out.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Right.
If our listeners, and I'm sure that's worked out mighty handsomely for you and your wife.
Absolutely, yes.
Well, probably your wife, in case she dumps you, she's keeping that property.
She has it, yes.
Yeah, it's in her 401k.
It's in her name, yeah.
Smart.
Nice job. She gets the real estate.
Yeah.
Good move.
Good move. Mm-hmm. And 78% of whatever you own.
Want is your car anyway.
Yeah.
So I want my car.
So you can get away.
And a tank of gas. 312-981-7200. If our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best way?
Joshua.Herman, H-E-R-M-A-N-N, at BMO.com or 312-835-1289.
Quickly explain the specials you guys got going on with the HELOC. We've got a couple of texters here.
Yeah, we have. I don't have the exact numbers, otherwise I'd be sitting here for 20 minutes giving you disclosures. But I know we do have some home equity specials in play right now that give a lower,
start like rates.
Prime minus a certain percentage depending on your situation for X amount of term. But I would just give me a call and we can run through it all in detail.
And I will back up. There are a lot of compliance rules and regulations that bankers have to call. That's why when I say rates, I say ballpark, because if I give a specific rate, you have to give an APR or else the CFPB starts calling. So I get what you're saying. There are a lot of rules and regulations. I know what I'm not an employee of BMO Harris, but Josh can answer them. They are great opportunities right now. We will leave it at that.
Yeah.
If our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best number?
312-835-1289.
312-896-2111 is our that is not my number.
Mm-mm.
Cut that. That's my old phone number. 312-59.
Is that your house phone?
No, it's my old number.
Get back to me.
Another mortgage company.
When you were a kid?
I'm having like a flashback to the 2015.
Gladstone 3.
No, yeah, thank you for that. Just smack me in the head. 312-981-7200. I said a different radio.
Do you remember Gladstone?
I remember Gladstone.
Yes. GL3.
I know.
That was my phone number.
And I said a different radio station last show, and Ben's like, you just said a different radio. And
Brennan's, what is prime rate right now?
It's at, I think,
5.5.
5.5, and soon to go to 6.25.
Wow. Yeah.
Brace for impact.
Nice job.
Again, the Fed chairman said he's going to take it into the rocks and there's going to be pain. What does that mean? There's going to be bodies left on the side of the road until he gets the inflation down. It's just a fact.
It's the way it works.
And
it's
people,
a cycle.
The unemployment numbers, you want to see slow growth in unemployment. It's different than what you're thinking, right?
Yes.
It doesn't make any sense to most.
Counterintuitive.
It's counterintuitive, exactly, right? You want lower job growth. People are going to lose jobs. You want to put less money in people's hands to buy less to get the prices down.
Yep.
That's the way you cut inflation. Google it. It's all right there. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We got a couple of callers for you, Igor, after the break. That was Josh Herman from BMO Harris. I'm David Hochberg, and this is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We wanted to talk about
your cleaning products.
Yeah, absolutely, David. What we basically did is we developed it to really help people save their floors. Our cleaning products are simply designed. We're not leaving any residue. We're just looking to allow your floor to perform properly.
How about residue?
Now you're just making up words.
You like that one?
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's going to bite him.
I see the boys in the booth smiling already.
Now, here's David Hochberg.
You're so well spoken until that.
Well, 312-981. Dude, we don't miss anything.
In the booth, man.
If you fall and trip, I'm looking over to Benny. Benny's giving me the nod. Got it. It's like Patrick Kane at the point and Taves passing. I'm ready.
Yep.
I got it. Boom. Score.
Yep.
312-981-7200. Bonnie and Darian, how are you?
I'm great, thanks.
What's going on?
I heard you talking about the job that Mike did for me in my backyard, and I thought I should be the one to call in and say how great and stand up they are.
This is the Bonnie and Darian.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi.
Bonnie, for the record, we did not date in college, correct? Not. I just want to get that out. Okay. Just,
Bonnie, did you ever think about dating David?
Yeah. Did you go to Northern Illinois in the 80s?
No.
Yeah, there's no chance. All right, never mind. Go ahead, Mike. Take it from there. What did you do? Bonnie, what did Mike do for you?
He came out, and I had some landscape lighting done 10 years ago. And some of the lights were broken. Some were off in the back string, and as he said earlier. And he came in, went through the whole property. I have lights in the front, too. Gave me an estimate, and... Actually, while he was here, I told him that I wanted to replace some of the lights, and he said, well, maybe we can fix those. We can repurpose them. And I mean, you know, there aren't too many people who come out and try to save you money. They want you to buy more of their product. So although I did end up purchasing some, they took some, repurposed them, and moved them to a pathway lighting system on the side of the house. It's just awesome. The guys, these young men who came out, they were more than polite. They completed the work. They cleaned up after themselves, and they've worked perfectly ever since.
Well, you fed them some dessert, so they were very happy with you.
Exactly. Yeah. I know smart. How to do this.
Very smart.
She paid them in dessert. You
super nice. Be nice to
them. She paid them dessert. Yes.
Keep them going. I mean, Bonnie knows.
I get it. Smart lady. Yeah.
What do you food, want? Said insulin. Food. You know. They, He sent the diabetic crew out there, and Bonnie's making chocolate chip cookies, and she's throwing cookies out there. They'll look like they're going to pass out. Bonnie's got the orange juice and chocolate chip cookies rolling. Nice job, Bonnie. Way to go.
Yes, but I have to tell you one other thing.
Go ahead.
Their cleanup, the way that they cleaned up was unbelievable. A week before that, I had also had my roof redone, and I'm still picking up after those guys. And then after all that, and they left, then I received a thank you note, an email, I mean a handwritten thank you note, an email, and a text asking about their work.
Oh my
and
God, Bonnie, you sound like a mega customer. It's a mega testimonial. There.
Nice really, job.
It's like such a thorough follow-up that they did. I just can't say enough about this company.
Well, nice job, Bonnie. Nice job, Mike. That's
thank,
good.
Thank
and,
you, Bonnie.
And you heard nice off the show here? Is that how you got a hold of Mike?
Yeah. Yep, I listened to you on Saturday mornings, and I looked them up on your website, and when it said Kenosha, I thought there'd be no way that he would want to travel down here. But he did.
I did.
So, yes, you did. And I'm so, I'm so glad that you do that, because there are other companies in the area that don't want to look at other people's work. They just want to come out and install.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, nice job, Mike.
Yeah, I'm happy to fix other people's bad installs. I'm just joking.
Or old worn out
installs. Yeah, I mean, right? There's some maintenance that needs to be done in lighting, and your system did not get maintained. I think your landscaper moved out of the area. I think you told me or something. So it just needed to be updated and get going again and working.
That's
again.
That's a nice service.
Yeah, thank you.
Right, and also, Mike, the fact that you have a contract that for upkeep in the following years. I was really happy.
Absolutely.
To that.
Which is
absolutely
phenomenal.
Absolutely.
Well, I used it this year, Bonnie. Forget about it, because there's no way I'm doing anything in my house except, I'm just telling you right
except
now, it's not happening.
It. Yeah, don't screw around with this new house like you screwed around with your old house, remember?
What did I just say?
Nailing stuff to the wall.
Have you been listening?
Honey in a soffit.
Yeah, it's fine.
Leave your new house
alone.
I'm
not touching anything. I'm cleaning the windows tomorrow.
Stay away from that geothermal.
I'm not touching anything. So, Bonnie, what would you got 10 seconds. Shout out for Mike's professionalism and the work that he did.
Yeah, definitely.
All right,
totally.
There you go.
I would say go with this company. They've done nothing but a wonderful job for me. Yeah.
Well, nice thank job. You. We're going to also send you a Mr. Floyd cleaning product. Tammy and Lansing, hang tight. We're going to pick you up after the break. Also, Pat Tomasulo is calling in to promote his Laugh Your Face Off for the fundraiser that his wife is involved in. She has a debilitating facial disease, and Pat throws a charity every single year, a comedy show to raise funds to help with his wife's challenge. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. I'm also supposed to say we're throwing it over to the Northwestern Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. I want to apologize to the fine people at Northwestern again. Not to bring any focus, any more spotlight onto my numerous mistakes. And it's ironic. This is the only mistake I've made all month on this show. It should be, and I know we just started a new month, Igor. You don't need to bring that up.
I didn't say anything.
I know you're thinking that because I saw the look.
Maybe. Right. Yeah.
So it's supposed to be the newsroom is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Mm-hmm. Yes. So the fine people at Northwestern, I apologize. Third time's a charm. I went to Northern.
Plus, where is Stephen Leahy?
Stephen Leahy?
He was just introduced on that promo.
Why focus on things we don't do right here? 312-981-7200.
I thought I just missed him.
I know where Northwestern is. I drive by it. They won't let me in with my 18 on my ACT. They're lost. 312-981-7200. Pat Tomasulo, how are you, sir?
Pat Tomasulo, this is Bob from Northwestern Medicine.
And Bob is angry.
I don't know who Pat Tomasulo is, but
you're calling in to cancel.
For you outside those studios today, Hochberg. I got a gang of pediatricians that are ready to do a number on you.
God knows I need a number. So maybe they could do something with my hearing and my memory. But Bob from Northwestern Medicine calling to cancel the sponsorship of the newsroom.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. If I didn't do it, you wouldn't even know that I didn't do it if I didn't just keep spotlighting it. Yep. So
you're talking to a guy whose show has thrived on making mistakes live on air for 17 years and has made a very good career out of it. So,
Well, I hope I have as long.
If you want my advice, keep doing it.
I'll take your advice, and I'll let Mary Boyle, the program director here, say it. Pat Tomasulo, told me to keep screwing up. So
yeah, keep screwing up. People love that. Makes you seem more normal.
Yeah. They can't get much more normal than this. So you've got a very special event coming up. Your beautiful wife, Amy, has debilitating facial challenge. You want to briefly shed some spotlight on that, bud?
Yeah, do you want to talk about HELOC rates before this? Or
No, Amy's...
That's honestly what I was calling about. You wanted to talk about my fundraiser, but I really wanted to talk about HELOC rates.
Well, Josh could help you pop one on that house that we just helped you finance. So it's all good.
Oh, good Lord.
You're good, ready to go. Hey, did O'Shea... Did Alderman O'Shea come through with the garbage can? I know that was a challenge.
Oh yeah, let me tell you, that dude, not my alderman, not that worthless guy. I'm not going to mention his name, but if you know what neighborhood I live in, he didn't even respond to me. They were going to make me wait like 6 weeks for garbage cans. I had garbage just piling up in my garage in the middle of August. It smelled like a rotting corpse.
What does your alderman's last name rhyme with? That's what I get away. I go around it.
That's what it rhymes with.
What?
Farting.
Farting.
Yeah, I care.
All right, let's talk about Amy's.
Yeah, O'Shea came through. I had garbage cans the next day.
Matt O'Shea.
That's my guy.
Yeah, that's our guy.
The guy's like 10 wards away, and he comes through for me anyway.
With the Vestathon. Right. He's our guy with the Chicago police who helps us with the Vestathon as well. So he's
super guy.
So you're hosting a comedy event Saturday, the 24th of September.
Yeah.
7 p.m.
Yeah, so Laugh Your Face Off, which I'm going to put you on the spot. You have, my friend, you have generously donated to... since 2015, we started, you've been one of our biggest supporters. So thank you for that. So this is the event we do to find a cure for trigeminal neuralgia, which I'm sure that 99% of your listeners probably have never heard of. But what it is you have a trigeminal nerve on each side of your face that controls all the sensation in that side of your face. And somehow on one side of your face, that nerve becomes damaged or diseased. And the result is excruciating, electric shock-like, burning, stabbing, unrelenting pain that patients experience, especially in the case of my wife, multiple times a day, all day long. And it leaves a lot of people disabled. It leaves them incapacitated. Doctors classify it as the worst pain known to mankind. And there's no cure for it. There are some surgical procedures that help eliminate the pain for some, but none of those fixes are permanent. The medications don't work for most people. For those they do work for, the side effects are just awful. So I am part of a group called the Facial Pain Research Foundation. We're an all-volunteer group that raises money to fund our own research projects. And Amy and I created Laugh Your Face Off to benefit the foundation. And all proceeds from the event go directly to research for a cure.
Where do our listeners go for tickets, and how much are tickets?
Tickets are on the main floor. They are $100, and in the balcony, they are $85. That includes past appetizers, so you'll get some food, free valet parking, and the comedy show. And they can get them at laughyourfaceoff.org. And if I can, if you wouldn't mind, can I brag about the event a little bit, Dave?
Sure, go ahead. You got 60 seconds before the break.
And I think you can back me up on this. And you and I are guys that over the years we've been to a lot of galas, right, and charitable galas. And I would never besmirch any of these causes or the hard work that people put into some of these galas. But let's be honest, we're among friends. A lot of these galas, incredibly boring. And you go there and you eat your chicken and your fish and you see somebody read off cue cards, and then, you know, you got a live auction where 10 rich people bid on all the expensive stuff and everybody else is just sitting around and watching. This is not that event. You've been, I think you can attest to the kind of event this has been. It's extremely personal. It's funny. It's a great comedy show. It's not boring. And it's inclusive. It's for everybody. And we're super proud of it.
Yeah, I've gone, or my staff has gone, or members of my team have gone in the years that I have been able to go. I'm scheduled to go this year on the 24th of September at Park West. And you could go to, what's the website again, bud?
LaughYourFaceOff.org.
LaughYourFaceOff.org. It's a great, great, great charity that Pat and his wife Amy, who suffers from this debilitating disease, and she fights through it, and we're looking for a cure. And the tickets are $100 for the floor, $85 for the balcony. These shows are hysterical. There are professional comedians there. It's a great night of fun, food, and laughing. And it goes to a good cause, bud. You do a great job.
Yeah. Thank you, my friend. Yeah, most of the tickets left are balconies, so it would be the cheaper ones. Yeah, but there are a handful of floor seats left.
All right. And if I'm there, stop by, say hey.
Of course. I'm going to I can't wait.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking to the listeners. No, I mean, you I see anytime I want.
I was talking about you. I'm sorry.
And I got Bob from Northwestern Medicine on the line ready to yell at me during the next break. So his name's actually Bob, the guy in charge of the sponsorship. So well done. You woke up a sleeping giant. One more time, the website before we hit the break, buddy.
LaughYourFaceOff.org. We'd love to see everybody there.
And you're going to have an online auction as well. When that is up and running, you're going to let me know, and I'll send it.
Yeah, and that'll be open to anybody. When that's up and running, you can live anywhere in the country and bid in our silent auction. You don't have to be present to bid in that. That's incredible. It's our biggest yet. We've got like 90-something items this year. We've got a beachfront condo in Hawaii, vacations, lake houses. The Cubs gave tickets. The Blackhawks gave tickets. The White Sox gave tickets. The Bears didn't give tickets, but that's another story. But mostly everybody else came through.
So, and I'll personally thank Joe Hogle right now for that donation of that condo in Hawaii, Joe. That was very nice of you to give up.
Is that my condo?
That you give up your condo. You didn't even know you had it.
I didn't even know I had it.
We were gonna keep it anonymous.
That's got to be Judy's condo. I never even heard about it.
All right, website one more time, bud.
LaughYourFaceOff.org for tickets.
All right. Great show, great cause, great guy, great wife. Better wife than the guy, and we need to find a cure.
You got that right.
We need to find a cure for this ridiculous disease. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
You did. Thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
The texter pointed out I did make a mistake.
Pardon me, Mr. Perfect.
Mark this, the first mistake I've made.
What did you do?
It's not free credit report. It's annual credit report.
Big mistake.
So you go to annualcreditreport.com.
Thank you for the correction.
I would say be careful how you type it because it would take you to a very unique set of sites. And then you start getting pop-up messages. Not that I know anything about that.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. WGNDavid.com, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Angie and Bourbonnais, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
How is Bourbonnais today?
It's lovely.
Okay, good.
Beautiful day.
Beautiful Bourbonnais. How can we help you, Angie?
I have a question for Igor on wood floor.
Okay, do you service Bourbonnais?
We can, yeah.
That's down there.
That's
off of 57. So what is your question for Igor?
My question is, after you have an area rug on a all-wood floor for, I don't know, number of years, you decide to get rid of the rug, and now the floor is a different color. So is it necessary to totally re-sand that floor and put more finish on it?
Excellent question, Angie. Thank you for your call. We do get this question that comes up quite often. You know, people either rearrange their furniture or they sell their home and then they move. And then you see all of these areas that look inconsistent. You can clearly see where the big hutch was or where the big rug was. So the short answer is you can actually wait. You can literally wait and allow the floor to reoxidize by exposing the covered area to UV sunlight. Or you can actually refinish that floor, and when we refinish, it's where we remove about a 16th of an inch of wood right off the surface. We can generally restore up to 90-95% of the color consistency back to the floor. So either
option. That means you have to go through all that sanding procedure.
Yes, that is correct.
Or buy another rug.
Or, as Dave would like to say, just move.
Or move.
Right.
I'm a man of options. All right. Hang on, Angie. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. We've got a question for you, Justin. Tom in Westmont, you got a question about the new law?
Yeah, the rebate. I'm getting a furnace put in on Thursday, so timing is perfect. But is that a state or federal rebate?
That's a federal one, right?
That is a federal tax.
It's a federal law.
Tax credit.
Yeah, tax credit.
Federal tax credit, yes.
Throughout the whole United States of America, the great United States of America. So, Tom, save your... why is that funny? The entire... Okay, I'll go with it. I'll take the lap. But, Tom, save that receipt, right? Give it to your tax preparer and ask them to see if you qualify.
That leads to my next question. I'm sorry for butting in, David, but... we do our own taxes, so is it just something that we use the receipt as we file?
Justin, our in office fake CPA.
I have put my glasses on.
Put the glasses on. You look like a CPA.
I don't even believe what you're talking right.
We're going to get the green visor,
it's
too.
It's like Superman. He takes them off. And takes,
he didn't know what to say when he didn't have them on. Now we'll see what happens.
Clark Kent.
Based on the information that we have at this time,
it
would seem that you may be able to receive a credit of up to $500 for that.
Yeah, but there's got to be some type of language in next year's tax return, I would think, if you installed something new.
The program is called the Energy Efficiency Home Improvement Credit.
Energy Efficiency Home Improvement Credit.
EEHIC. Energy Efficiency Home Improvement Credit. That is the new program that's part of the Inflation Reduction Act that will revive the previous program that you will be able to use on products installed in 2022.
Do you use a software? I'm sorry. What's the analogy?
Yeah,
the acronym?
EEHIC, which is Energy Efficiency Home Improvement Credit.
Do you use a software, Tom, like a super TurboTax or something like that?
Yeah, my wife uses the TurboTax.
Okay,
but. we did have a slight problem last year with our state taxes, and we're thinking about going back to our county. Our taxes are simple. So, but anyways, EEHIC. I'm going to put that on my phone.
Yeah.
And you guys have a good day.
Yeah, Tom. Well, thanks, Tom. Real quick. Real quick. You might want to send an email to the software company and see if they're going to have something to address that next year. You know, it's worth an email. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. But it's also, we found out, like, their customer service or feedback, it's really hard to work with.
All right. Well,
okay.
Thanks for hanging out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product, buddy. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. I know we're only supposed to do it at the top of the hour, but we're going to throw it to the news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Did it right! Yeah! Woo!
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, WGNDavid.com is where all the contact information is. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line.
What time is this show over?
It's over in 23 minutes. Just stay awake, all right? We got the smelling salt. We'll be fine.
It just has to be.
When our listeners transfer over their 401ks and all their retirement accounts, they typically have 7 or 8 choices at their company. Mm-hmm. One growth, one risky, one low risk, one no risk, and then, money market. When they bring it over to you, how many choices do they have?
Open market. So, as many stocks as they have out there and as many bonds as they have out there.
You could buy mutual funds, bonds, you could buy
the whole, yeah. So money markets, it's everything that's available.
Whatever risk level and whatever safety level you like.
We sit down, we do a risk assessment. We try, with most of my clients in private bank, we have a plan put in place. How do we avoid taxes? What about future gifting and so forth? But, for some of our smaller clientele that will go to the branches and have an investment advisor, again, it's open, pretty much anything that's in the market.
Phone number?
312-835-1289.
Mike, you have created something new that all of the other experts have, and that is you are finally offering financing options on your product, which could be as low as $3,000-$4,000 up to the whole house could be $200,000. Mm-hmm. People want to go crazy.
Yep.
Quickly explain what your financing options are.
Yes, we have a 0% option for 12 months. There's no prepayment penalty, that good stuff in there. And then we also have an extended term. I think it's 120 months, and it's like 9.99%, something like that.
So our listeners, if they want to take advantage of that, they might be a little tight, but might want to get their projects done before the winter hits. That's a good way to finance it.
Yep, we can get approval fast, right on the spot there. Get approved right away.
And we're talking financing, Mr. Bartley. You guys are offering 18 months, same as cash, which means you could come out now if your jobs are, how long are jobs taking now?
We're still seeing the supply chain issues. So if you went ahead and placed an order today, it's probably going to take about 3 to 4 months before we get the product in ready to go. So you're right at the end of the year. So if you move forward with a project today and you use our 18-month financing, the clock starts after the install's finished. So you could get started today with no money down.
Get them ordered.
Order your windows or doors. Let's say we install them in December. You could wait if you want to wait till March when it's a little warmer. We can install all year, but if you waited till March, you would have 18 months after March of 2023 to pay the project 24. Off. So you're deep into 2024 before you have to pay the project off. So it's a really a great way to get started. It's a really flexible way to pay for your project.
And get up to $1,200 back in credit, too.
And with the new federal tax credits, that's just another nice benefit to moving forward with energy efficiency on the home.
Your phone number for our listeners wanted to reach out to you to get more information about your products or the financing or the tax credit on the products that you offer. All
please
in one breath.
Call us today. We're in the office every Saturday till 3 and throughout the week till 6 p.m. You can call us at 800-NEXT-DOOR or 800nextdoor.com.
You offer any financing options, Igor, or just...
We actually don't.
You don't?
We actually don't.
You don't either, do you? Do you?
Yeah, we do.
You do? You offer financing options?
Sure. What do you need?
Yeah.
What do you need, Dave? Oh,
we're down like 65% with the 30-year at 6 right now. But, I mean,
what do you need?
I might need to tap into that condo in, out on Hawaii. You do. 312-981. Whoop, I don't want that one. Hang on. Hold on. 312-981. This is a live radio show here. You're welcome. 312-981-7200. Out to Northbrook. Marilyn, you there?
Yes, I am.
You have a question? Hi. Hi. Where in Northbrook are you, neighbor?
We've talked before. West. I'm in Mission Hills.
I know where you're at. I know exactly where you're at. We should have coffee.
Mission Hills is great.
I can walk right to her
you
house.
You said that to me the last time.
He says that to all the Northbrookians.
All right, there you go.
He does. Take her
up. All right, Wednesday, once upon a grill at 8 o'clock. You going to be there?
Well, you know, that's pretty close to where I work.
Okay, Big Mouth. 8 o'clock Wednesday. No, I'm throwing it down. Well, you just called me out. 8 o'clock, once upon a grill, Northbrook. I'll buy you a sandwich. Are you going to show up?
Yeah, we'll see.
Oh, see?
My problem is...
I don't want to hear your problems. 8 o'clock on Wednesday at Once Upon a Grill.
She sounds scared. She's calling the police right now.
I know the police chief. Say hi to Chief Kennedy for
me. I do know you through other people, too.
So she's not coming for sure.
I'd say not.
So what type of question do you have with Tyle?
I recently had decorating, which was painting, you know, and the other thing I really wanted to do was get rid of mirrors in a kitchen on the lower part, which is obnoxious, having mirrors in a kitchen. But that's my feeling, you know, if you really cook and all that. So I decided I'm going to, and I had seen it in somebody else's place, put in white glass tiling, and I clearly asked this person, do you do tiling? And he clearly said yes. And to make a very long story short, I have to have it redone.
Okay, got it. So you have a tile job that you don't like, that you like to be done. Do you have any other work that you need done in Mission Hills?
No, I had all my painting done, and that's very nice.
Gotcha. Marilyn?
Muriel.
Muriel.
Muriel?
Muriel. That's okay. Right. That's a hard one.
All right, Muriel, are you talking about the splash area above your counter?
Yes, all the way around, and there was total mirrors, and they pulled the mirrors out.
Gotcha.
I mean, I don't know one thing from another about that, and then they put this, my lovely glass tile in, and it's horrible.
And what's wrong with it?
She doesn't like it.
There's no grout evenness, and they obviously... You know, it's off-centered, so it was... And then I heard that you need a special cutting thing for that kind of tile. I don't think they knew from a hole in the wall that they
We would be glad to take a look at it and figure out what it would take to replace it or fix it.
Are you in Mission Hills behind the security gate or in the new houses they put on the golf course?
No, I'm not, that's not Mission Hills, you know, the new stuff.
Oh, okay.
Getting
schooled in Northern. Okay, so, so you're behind the gate.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Sure.
So you're in one of the cons.
Muriel, do not give him too much information.
You're going to find out. Yeah, why are you fishing for information?
See, I know of you through a family, so, you know.
Well, what's the family name? You can say it. Nobody's listening.
Oh, I don't want to say it.
All right, whisper it. Nobody's listening. Was it rhyme with? All right, I get
Relay.
That.
Relay.
Oh, those people, you can't trust what they say. I know who you're talking about. And they're sloppy eaters. All right, so...
Mario, we would be glad to take a look at it. Maybe we don't have to replace all of them.
Yeah, you might be able to just fix it up. So, Meryl, hang on, okay?
Okay, who am I talking to?
This is David Hochberg, host of the show.
Well,
how about me, David?
David, right. David, I know.
Megapro's Joe. Yeah.
See what I'm saying? You're such a hog.
Megapro's Joe.
Mario? This is Megapros Joe from Megapros, right?
Okay.
Megapros.
And we'll be glad to stop by and look at it.
That would be
Megapros.com.
Okay, so hang on, Meryl. Okay. We're going to get you a Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. 312-981. I've lost total control
Thank you
of the show.
For the call, though. Goodness. That's why people don't call in, because you goof around with my customers.
Well, she's literally within walking distance of my house.
Okay.
And she will not show up at 8 o'clock.
I blame her. She's selling her house right now.
She's like, yeah, you invited me last time. I'm like, all right, big mouth, let's go. Yep. So I'll be there.
I think she just listed her house with 8 o'clock.
Josh will be there with me. We're gonna have eggs, lox, and onions, and we'll nice. Sit and talk to Meryl. 312-9 I don't know what. I think I just swallowed a fly. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN, and I'm getting ready in 15 minutes to throw it to the newsroom is next, but not right now in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. But that's coming up in 15 minutes. I wanted to get another plug in there for our fine friends at Northwestern. Please hold.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
And we're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product as well, okay?
Oh, wow. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
That's the first time somebody's been excited. You know what I'm
saying? Oh, wow.
It's been a while. That's good. I'm glad Ruth is excited. Like, she's all pumped up.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. A Facebook watcher, listener, follower texted in wanting more information about the MegaPros heat coil. So
this is brand new, like we were talking about. So the opportunity is there to we can invest together in it. All right. We'll call it the Mega Heat Panel right now.
But is it easy to install? Is it expensive to install?
That's what we got to figure out. Okay. No, seriously, it'll depend on the application, and that's how Mega's involved. We're going to figure out all the installs.
So it could go into a bathroom to keep your pipes from freezing.
Absolutely.
Which is huge in this area.
It could be.
Obviously.
Right.
Yeah, because in my old house, we had to keep the cabinet doors open to get
keep
the heat
water running.
Yep. Right, because it was on the outside wall.
So picture this. If you could pop one of these panels in there and put it on that thermostat.
You don't have to. You could keep the door shut. Yeah. Right. Because they, for some reason, when they built houses in the 60s, they put the pipe on the outside wall.
Pipe on the outside wall, not great insulation.
Right. So we had it. So when it got really cold, below like 10 or 15 below, we had to open the doors in the bathroom.
So this Mega Heat Panel sounding really good.
Sounded really good. Mary Lou Lombard, Old Red Oak Flooring. You have a question for Mr. Floor.
Yes, I do. We are working on a house that has existing red oak flooring. The house was built in the 60s. We have had put down new red oak flooring in the kitchen that adjoins it, so it'll be contiguous from the living room to the kitchen, so the old is in the living room. And I want to make sure that we will be able to, or that the flooring person will be able to sand that flooring and match. When they stain the floor, will they be able to match it so it looks the same from old flooring to new flooring?
How many of these situations have you had in your 30-year illustrious
career? Every single day.
So, go ahead.
So it's going to come down to a couple of things. One is you need to make sure that they're installing the correct species, right? So if you know it's red oak in the living room, make sure that it's going to be red oak that's being installed in the kitchen. The second thing is, are they splicing the kitchen floor into the living room, or are you going to have a perpendicular plank?
Yes. Perpendicular plank.
You will. Okay. So that'll help somewhat, but the other piece that's going to come into play for you is, you know, there are a variety of different species of red oak even. So, for example, there's Appalachian, there's Northern, there's Southern red oak. It may not be possible to identify what you have and what they're installing, but even like sort of whittling it down to which geography the red oak comes from will help, because, for example, Southern red oak, which tends to be much more bright red, may not match Northern red oak, which is much more pale and less red looking. So they may have to actually tweak the stain between the two rooms, even though they're butted up to each other, in order to try to get them to be as close as possible. So that's really going to come down to the knowledge and the expertise of your flooring contractor and what they're able to do to kind of work with you on that color consistency issue.
Okay, then a quick question too. Sure. Is there something you put on the old floor before the stain is put down to help it accept the stain?
So there are certain conditioner-type products or conditioning-type products that you can use, but you really have to almost test it in the field. So he may want to apply a swatch on both sides, the old and the new, and see what results he's actually getting and see what he needs to potentially tweak. But some of these conditioners may enhance the problem rather than actually making it better. So you really have to test it.
Okay.
Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product, Mary Lou. 312-981-7200.
To be clear, Igor, you're really good at that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it,
Jeff. No, I'm saying you could perform that.
Yeah, we can. We absolutely can. Yeah. So, again, for us, it's a very normal, everyday type call. And as a matter of fact, off air, I was just showing some pictures to the guys where we're doing a over 100-year-old floor right now as we speak in Oak Park. And we did exactly what this caller is describing. Mm-hmm. We actually stitched in a new floor into the kitchen. Or from the kitchen into the dining room, and sanded and finished everything, and we were able to tweak out those colors, and they're very close.
Mike, you had a comment?
Yeah, I was just going to call him a flooring geek. You have so much knowledge in that wood. It's awesome.
He doesn't like the word geek. He finds it offensive.
Okay. I get called a lighting geek, so I figured you're probably like a flooring geek.
Savant.
But you don't mind the word geek. Igor's got an issue with the word geek.
Maybe
it's because he grew up with the name Igor.
You just have a lot of knowledge in that. That's awesome.
Josh, we got 30 seconds for you to say goodbye, buddy. What do you want to? What type of nugget of knowledge you want to leave our listeners with?
Just give me a call. Love to sit down with you. Put together a plan.
Anybody?
As far as investments, anybody. Okay. And I'll get them into the right hands.
We're going to sit with Merrill on Wednesday at 8 o'clock, or just you and I are going to break bread at 8 o'clock.
That works.
Yeah, Merrill. There. We'll be there having breakfast. Well, you offered that to me before, but you never had.
No, Merrill feels better that she won't be alone with
you. Well, that's fine. So would I.
I'll make sure everything's good.
Phone number again. How do our listeners reach you?
312-835-1289.
Igor, if our listeners want to reach you, my friend, how do they reach you?
Please give us a call directly at 847-674-7500. Visit us online at MrFloor.com. And don't forget to use the promo code WGN for a nice discount off your first order of our cleaning products.
Justin, if our listeners want to reach out to you and your fine products and financing options, give us the information, my friend.
Winter is right around the corner. If you have leaky windows, leaking cold air, that's right around the corner, water leaks, give us a call. We're happy to come out and take a look at it. We have wood and fiberglass windows, and we'll make them look like they're supposed to be there. You can call us at 800-NEXT-DOOR. Or go to our website at 800nextdoor.com.
Mike, how do our listeners reach out to you, bud?
Well, area code 262-358-9100 or WGNMike.com.
MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement.
MegaPros.com.
Great job today.
What are you doing after this?
I'm going home and spending time with my beautiful wife and kids. Buy the coffee for the Vestathon, coffeeforcause.org. Click on the Vestathon logo and help us raise money. Home Sweet Home Chicago on Facebook. You could see Mike's pictures. We just posted them there. They look great. You could see Stephen A. Leahy without a hat on talking with his hands to Roy Spencer with his back to us.
He should have wore that hat.
He should have worn that hat. No, I didn't. And I still have that vision of his bald head just shining off of those off of those lights. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be on after Northwestern football next weekend at around 2:33. We're going to throw it over to the newsroom from Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. So there, Northwestern, I made it up. 312-981-7200 is the number if you want to call in the John Hanson Let's Get Legal show. Coming up next, thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Builders Supply Outlet, Access, and attorney Stephen A. Leahy from OPEM Tax Resolution. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.